In the wake of the Arab Spring, the Obama administration has even more reason to encourage democratic and economic reforms in the region. But the U.S. doesn't have the resources it once had, like after World War II when it helped rebuild Europe, or the transitions after the Cold War. So as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, in the Middle East today, the U.S. is focusing on trade rather than aid.
Just as the Arab uprisings were getting underway, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was warning that the region's foundations were sinking in the sand, that governments needed to respond to the needs of a young, educated, and underemployed generation. Now she's come up with a new catchphrase.
As tens of millions of young people enter the job market each year, we recognize that the Arab political awakening must also deliver an economic awakening. And we are working to help societies create jobs to ensure that it does.
Secretary Clinton has set up an office at the State Department to figure out ways to support the transitions in Tunisia, Egypt, and Libya. She tapped a veteran diplomat who has worked on reconstruction programs in the past. William Taylor recently told reporters that he recognizes today's budget constraints.
We had a lot more money to put into the former Soviet Union, Eastern Europe. Today's fiscal situation is obviously different, but also these countries need different things. That is, they need some things that we can provide in terms of trade.
Debt relief is another thing the U.S. can offer, Taylor says.
The Egyptians right now owe us about $1 billion in interest on previous loans. If the Congress agrees, then we will say to the Egyptians, don't send us that check. Keep that there. But we will agree with you. We, the United States government, will agree with you, the Egyptian government, on how to spend that $1 billion in Egypt.
These are good stopgap measures, says Michelle Dunn, who runs the Rafiq Hariri Center for the Middle East at the Atlantic Council.
We simply cannot give the kind of money that would make a big difference in these economies. The other things that we're doing, like debt relief, possible enterprise funds, are good. They can help in small ways, and they show support. But if you're talking about something that can really be an engine to pull big economies, like the economy of Egypt, for example, ahead, it has to be something like free trade with the United States and Europe.
The U.S. already has free trade agreements with Jordan and Morocco, and officials both here and in Europe have signaled they're ready to negotiate deals with future governments of countries now in transition. The president of the Maghreb Center here in Washington, Najib Ayachi, says the U.S. should also be encouraging countries in the region to trade more with each other.
The fact that these economies are not regionally integrated costs them something like 2-3% of GDP growth, according to some World Bank studies. We can use our leverage to encourage them to move on with the integration.
Negotiating trade deals, though, takes time and can't happen until these countries have their political houses in order. And while analysts are worried that the U.S. and Europe can't afford a new Marshall Plan for North Africa and the Middle East, Mohsen Khan of the Peterson Institute for International Economics says there are countries in the Arab world that can help.
This is a sort of unfortunate pun. If you could marshal them to provide the assistance, then the fact that you don't have the money to do it doesn't really matter, because money is money. And they sure do need it.
So far, the grant money from the region hasn't flowed as quickly as needed, though. And economists don't see any quick fix to one of the main problems that sparked the uprisings in the Arab world, youth unemployment. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.